up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Gonna take it over right there.
What you mean?
You said, what's happening, everybody? I usually chime in.
And we already started our argument. Okay, let's do it again then.
Nah,
what's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Tanksley, also known as Angel Lakita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. I'm one of your hosts, and tell them who you are, baby.
I'm Marcus Tanksley, also known as Marcus on the Gram, also known as Tank, also known as all of that stuff.
All of that stuff. Well, you guys, you guys, we have a special guest, two special guests that we're so excited to have on here. The host of the Poppin' Podcast, More to the Story. We want to welcome Tahir and Farron Moore.
What's happening, family?
Let me just say this real quick. If you aren't watching this podcast, you're only listening, you're only getting half of the story. Please come on over to That Chick Angel TV so you can see the foolishness that has already started.
If you know to hear more, you know what to expect.
All right. Hi, Farron. Hi, Tahir.
What's happening, Farron?
Greetings.
Oh, we're still with greetings.
Greetings, all.
Oh, greetings. Greetings. How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Oh, nice. I'm loving the headwear from both of you all. It's just immaculate.
Why did you suddenly turn into a music producer?
I have no idea. No. However,
that was accurate.
However, just want to let Farron shine real quick. She actually has a new line of hair wraps that she's going to be coming out with in the fall of 2021. She doesn't know about it yet, but we're going to make that happen.
She's making plans for me, but in front of me, and I find out when the rest of the world finds out.
You're like, behind,
behind every strong man is a beautiful and strong woman who's being told what to do by that strong man.
Absolutely.
Ain't you a lie?
Pause. Take it off because you're doing too much.
She's like, okay, I didn't let you have your fun, but you didn't lost your mind.
Sweetheart, just know it's gonna be three outfit changes throughout this entire.
Oh my god.
I can tell with your left hand you're doing something like this.
I'm actually rubbing a cat.
Don't let him do this to your show.
I'm telling you. Before we jump into it, I want to give a special thank you to our Patreon at That Chick Angel Patreon, the Angel Wings, and the Tanks Riders that are watching this live. Absolutely. As well as we got some special guests in here. We have the Moore Mob. So, you know, banger, banger, gang, gang, gang. Thank you guys so much for tuning in
live. And as you all know, if this is your first time, you may not know that these people watching us right now, they have the ability to turn this podcast into a completely different direction because we are reading their comments. We are laughing at their comments. So.
Yes. So if you're not a part of our Patreon, you can join for the low of $5. That's 16 cents a day. You too can help feed our children for 16 cents a day and get exclusive content.
Somebody did just say I'm the only one.
I'm glad you've done that map because I'm going to use
that. My Patreon helped me out with that. First, I was doing it a different way. They were like, we're going to calculate it for you right now, sis. 16 cents a day. 16 cents a day. Yeah. That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing.
Somebody did say I'm the only one with something not on my head. But you know, I'm going to be me.
Yeah, you don't need it.
I'm the outcast. That's what I do. That's what I specialize in.
I don't know.
All right, I go with that.
You have the Batman beard, okay? You have the best beard out of all of our crew, except for maybe Goosby. Goosby has a great beard, too. But your beard...
Goosby's beard is on
Goose level. Goosby's
beard
is on
Goose level.
No.
It wouldn't be wildly inappropriate, and if I liked Tank, I would do exactly what Angel just did to his face.
She's like,
double negative.
We also want to give a huge shout out to the sponsors of this podcast, Usual Wines, Magic Spoon, and Every Plate. These are sponsors that have rocked with us for multiple episodes that we love, and we are excited to tell you about them more later on in the episode. But first things first, we want to jump into our first segment of this podcast, which you all know we call in my feelings. This is where we discuss either what's got us feeling good or what's got us feeling some type of way. And since you all are our guests, would you all like to go first, or would you all like to hear how we do it and then join?
We'd love to hear how you do it first so we can, you know, adopt. Take it. Quit
doing it. You know what's got me in my feelings, that's got me pissed off, is that it is only December 6th when we are filming this, and ain't no store got Christmas decorations right now. They are all out. You can't decorate no goddamn on Christmas tree because people lost their minds and they took all the bulbs.
They took the toilet paper and the bulbs.
And the bulbs. Like, I'm not sure if that's something that's ain't supposed to...
Better.
What? Don't patronize me.
I'm not. I'm enraged with you.
No, you're not. You over here patronizing me. I have been to Big Lots, which is usually where they have all the Christmas decorations. I went to Michael's today because I said, you know what? Maybe the bougier stores still have Christmas decorations. No, there is nothing. So we're having to do rainbow garland on my new purple tree because I couldn't get the white.
You ain't putting up no garland in. We're going to roll with the purple tree and just let it be in its
own glory. No, we are decorating the tree because, and this is what's also
pissing me. It's got lights. It's already decorated.
No, listen, and this is what's also pissing me off about it, is that we're doing Vlogmas right now on my YouTube channel, and we still have not recorded a Vlogmas intro because we ain't got no decorated goddamn tree. When are we going to get the real tree?
Let's we got start a there. Decorated tree outside.
But no, that's not what I asked.
It would have been this weekend, but it looks like it's going to be next weekend.
Why can't it still be this weekend?
I got stuff to do. Your mama want whiteboards hung.
When she said it?
She called me today. He's more women, boy, I tell you.
Don't be talking about us, okay? That's what you're not going to do, okay? So I'm pissed off that I feel as though people have taken advantage of this pandemic and lost their mind and gotten too many goddamn Christmas late. Decorations. Did I'm you, not late.
Did you try Lowe's, Home Depot?
I have not gone there. See, that's my I go-to. Went there to get the inflatables. Now I was on time. And that's what I will say real quick, though. And then we move on to the next person. Marcus tried to clown me for wanting to decorate the house on the outside. And he was like, our kids don't care. So I
didn't clown you. I just said they don't care. I'm going to stop putting in all this work because they lame.
So I still got him to hang lights and hang wreaths. And I got a 10-foot tall Grinch inflatable that's in front of the house that represents him.
She
wasn't going to get the Grinch.
She was like, I'm just letting you know I'm getting these dogs that inflate, but they also got a Grinch. Had I went to Home Depot and saw a Grinch and she didn't buy it, it was going to be in the city.
I already know.
But I saw somebody walking their child and they stood in front of our house, hopefully not breathing COVID air on our house.
I mean, it probably was.
But they stood in front of our house for like 7-8 minutes because the child was just so mesmerized.
Yeah, our neighborhood is lame joy. When it comes to the Christmas decoration. Yeah. They are awful.
But wait. So the neighbors enjoyed it, but your kids still didn't care at all.
No, they do. They see it and then they were like, oh my gosh. And then they went back inside the house.
Right. Okay. So they gave you what you wanted to hear. Oh my God, great.
What's got you feeling good?
These more women is like, in my got me in my I'm just playing.
What's got you feeling good?
What's got me feeling good?
Has anything got you feeling good?
A whole lot of stuff got me feeling good. I don't know if y'all saw it or not. I launched my new little mini series.
I'm so proud
Sip
of
Sip something. I'm started so reviewing these alcohols and stuff, getting good reviews.
Yeah.
That's got me feeling good. I got some new ventures coming. Me into here had a little conversation. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we got some things might be coming down the pipeline.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's up in the pipeline. It's traveling down through. I got a couple other things I'm working on. I'm getting some movement. Holidays is coming up, so I'm going to have some days off work, so it'll give me a little more freedom to do, start getting the work in, Just doing my thing. But that's got me feeling good. I'm trying not to give too much detail.
That's you all the time. Marcus don't like to give detail, but
I don't like revealing the house until the last shingle is put.
Marcus, I say it all the time, less announcement, more action. All right?
Absolutely.
Listen, I roll it out. When it's already said, we got 8 episodes, check this out, guys. I got something new for you. Boom, 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 boom.
Absolutely.
You don't like to take people on the journey with you to hear? You don't like to?
This is the thing. A lot of people, especially in Hollywood, do way more talking than they do action. And you can always tell somebody like, oh, I got something new coming for y'all. Stay tuned. And you be staying tuned. And then it be 6 months. You still tuned. You be like, he ain't got nothing coming for me at all.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. I'm like, I don't want, you don't need to come on. The journey is me announcing it and then you seeing it.
Oh, I like the journey. I like to be like, so we just picked out this one thing.
Nah.
I love it.
Beyonce approach, which I appreciate it because she comes with it and then afterwards she tell you how she got to that point. Mm. She doesn't do it the other way around.
I record the journey too though.
I record it, I just don't give it to you right away.
I'll give it to you as a backstory so you get to see how we got here. That might be a whole episode right there.
Right.
So you've been giving away too much free content. You're gonna block your blessing.
No, I don't get it. They get the content at the right time. They do get the content. Like I shot a bunch of BTS for the show that Tahir will be guest starring on of mine come New Year. And BTS has not been dropped yet. It won't drop until after the first episode drops.
Oh. For like a second, then I forgot what BTS stood for because the kid listens to K-pop constantly. And so whenever I hear BTS, it's her talking about that. And I was like, oh, she's doing something for BTS. Not the same BTS.
Not the same BTS. Yeah. She was behind the scenes.
Oh.
He didn't know K-pop or anything. So what's got y'all in y'all's feelings?
Because I've been hearing Angel say that, and I'm just like, I'm gonna figure out what BTS is one of these days.
More family. What's got y'all in y'all's feelings?
Oh, you gonna go first?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm actually feeling really good because we are going to see my family, and more importantly, I don't believe my mom's gonna listen to this, so I can say this. More importantly, I'm going to see my sister, who I haven't seen in like over 2 years. And within that time frame, she's had a double transplant. And like we almost lost her for a second. So I'm super excited to see her. So that's what has me like all excited and giddy.
Is it a surprise to your mom? Is that why you're like?
No, I'm saying like I'm more excited to see my sister than my mom. Because my mom was here a year ago. I mean, that's still a long time, but I haven't seen my homie.
That's so good. Tahir, what's got you in your feelings? Good or feeling some type of way?
Well, first off, shout out to your chat. They asked some great questions. Ebcheeks2522. I was doing like this because this isn't my particular brand of wine, so I was checking the legs on it to see what it is. Anthropology, what is this? Anthropology?
Oh, you know what? It's a brand that we don't care about because they're not sponsoring this.
A brand that we don't care about is not the brand that I usually drink, which is the brand that Angel talks about that she has a new partnership with. That's what I usually drink all the time. The name just escapes me right now. So,
right, exactly. It's, you know, I
waiting
know.
On our cases to come. We ordered 3 cases, so they'll be here in a couple of days. So, I'm excited about stability.
Ooh,
we are far from rich, guys. Don't let this amazing Zara scarf fool you. by children in Somalia. The point I'm trying to make is that we're way better than we were a year ago. And
that's beautiful.
If you told me in the beginning of March that we would be here, I would have doubted it because I just wouldn't have seen it with my regular human AIs. But man. Thank God for God's vision, man, and favor, because he has blessed us. Like, this is going to be the first Christmas where, you know, at Christmas, you typically overspend. Even though you set aside some money, you overspend, and then when January comes around, you're looking at the account like, I wonder if they'll take half the rent this week, and then the other half. Every Christmas since they moved out here, it's been that. And this is the first year where, like, we can pay January now.
No.
You know, and that way we don't have to worry about nothing. Most of the shopping is done. We already paid for the Airbnb for Vegas. Like, I feel like I'm at a point where I can really give my family what they deserve for rocking with me for all the years that I couldn't. So
that's beautiful, that puts me, man. Your hard work is paying off, man. Like you said, you don't put the journey in there, but we all see the end result of all your hard work. Both y'all, this is great, man. That's like the a topic I hear a lot, like. Tahir be working.
Oh yeah, we literally just had a conversation about you, Tahir, behind your back.
It was actually a positive one.
It was me.
Bro is concerned.
No, we had a conversation. I think it was like me, Kev, and maybe Melissa and Marcus, and we were just talking about your work ethic. It's par none. Your professionalism, organization, and work ethic is par none.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate that. I try my best to make my friends and my family proud.
Well, you have. It's just so you know, it is recognized, because it's not like me and Tahir, we see each other randomly, but it's not like me and Tahir be on the phone like, so what you got cooking in the kitchen? But as someone who is a content creator, who is an actress, who is a comedian, same as Tahir, I can see, based on from my seat, how much work you're putting in. And bravo. And I'm so glad that Farron has joined the journey of being a part of this content creation team so that we can take over the world.
Because I can't wait for them to see how ridiculous she is. She is so much funnier than me. Effortlessly. Effortlessly, Farron is hilarious. She would blow me out of the water on stage if she chose to do comedy, because she's a fool. She's a fool. She's so comfortable in her own skin. She makes up more words. Like, Farron and the kid have created their own, like, language, and it's amazing. Like, I can never duplicate it because my mind don't think like hers and the kid. Her, the kid, and her sister that she's excited to see, they all share a brain. I don't know how it works, but they all share, because they all talk the same. Like, when they try to speak, I just like, shut up. Don't talk to me. Shut up. Don't talk to me. Because they dumb. But I love it. So I can't wait for the world to see how dope she is and see what I've already known since 2005.
Yeah.
Well, she was already pregnant. She had a baby in her stomach. And I was like, I still going to holler at her. What's up?
You still fighting.
Yeah, she was like, hey, I need to let you know something. I'm pregnant. I was like, I don't care. What's up? What's popping?
You like
that?
You're like, ooh, I like that fertile scent on you. That's real nice.
Come on in here.
A lot of people may sense, it may be a small bit of animosity between me and Farron. A lot of people don't know, me and her go way back. We actually played college football against each other. You know, it was my fault. I came across the line after the whistle, got in a cheap shot. And you know, she got injured. She was out for two or three games, but
you,
it's all good now. It's
terrible.
All
terrible.
You know, back for forgiveness, we moved on, but we cool now.
That's not right.
I played football. He was the water boy for the other team.
Again, I came across the line after the whistle. After the whistle.
I'm calling a tech. Before we move on with this podcast, we want to give a shout out to our first sponsor, who you all have heard us talk about and rant and rave about so many times, and that is Magic Spoon. So y'all know in this house, cereal is imperative. Like, these people will turn into wolves, coyotes, if I don't have cereal packed in this house. Now, the thing for me is I don't like to be tempted by a lot of cereals because they've got too much sugar in it, too many carbs, and your girl is trying to get off this this weight, okay? That's why I'm on that WW. But I will say there is a cereal out there that is not full of all this craziness, not full of all this sugar, and it is Magic Spoon. It has zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only three net grams of carbs in each serving. So many of you all have asked, and now you can finally build your very own custom variety box. You can choose from their best-selling cocoa, fruity, frosted, blueberry flavor, as well as their new flavors, peanut butter and cinnamon.
Yes.
It tastes amazing. And honestly, it's too good to be true. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. My favorite, as I have said, and I'm sticking with it, is Frosted. What about you, babe?
You know I like that berry.
That blueberry is my husband's gym jam. The gym jam. Marcus will have cereal to get himself ready for dinner. Like, that is how much cereal he be eating. He be like, let me just have a little bit of cereal right now.
Warm up the palate.
You're stupid. So what I want you all to go do is go to magicspoon.com/argue to build your own custom variety box and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code argue at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product. It's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/argue and use the code argue for free shipping. We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Magic Spoon. Where this food went to change?
I'm sure. Oh, wow. So, yeah, we're good.
We're good.
So glad to have you back to here. We love the yellow.
Yeah, I just I had to let Dwele in the studio. He came out
Dwele.
If you all
kind of new, so we just working.
Can we go back to what's got us in our feelings? How he volunteers lies.
Hey.
It's like nobody asked for that. Why did you volunteer a lie?
He did. He did, just in case.
I said it a while ago to here.
Yeah.
I will lie when the truth will do.
Yeah. When the truth will do. To here is like, yeah.
You know, sometimes it just rolls out so nice. Like, why not? I can insert that right here.
To hear what's ready. This is the problem. I feel bad for anybody who's just listening to it. I mean, you're getting the laughs, you're getting the jokes, but there is a visual to this. I'm telling you, if you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and rate and review us. But after you do that, come on over to my YouTube channel so you can see to hear in this bit that he.
Come on, let me grace your eyeballs real quick. let me grace your retina. Let me get all up in them.
Get all up into the windows of your soul.
I can't. Farron, I have to ask you a question. How do you deal with this?
Let me answer.
I'm not that. I'm in one outfit.
She drinks a lot.
You know what? Real talk, this is him working. This is me just behind the scenes. This is me behind the scenes. This is the me that he is trying to accelerate me to share.
Ah.
Wow, so y'all both food.
We're in reverse when the camera.
She calls me grandpa husband because I be so chill. When we ain't working, she calls it boring, I call it chill. I work all the time. So when I don't have to work, I kick back and I'm entertained by her and the kid because they put on a 3-man show and it's 2 of them.
Well, this fool ain't never chill.
Yeah, listen, the way Angel twerks, like just randomly, Farron does it upside down from the silk.
Zooming with the homies, you saw it firsthand. Where I'm talking to y'all and this fool's in the background. That's her all day.
In my Ivy Park.
Grab the wall, yeah. And Farron will do the same thing. Same thing.
Smile on her face.
I'll do it in the middle of a store. Yeah.
Middle of the store.
You speak in my language, Farron. Oh.
Let's go out and twerk together.
Yes!
Call the police quickly.
Get masked up and just be out there giving everybody a Merry Christmas, a jingle with a jangle.
There you go.
We'll get that COVID-19. That's
okay, so we want to play a really fun game with you all. So basically, here's the thing. Me and Marcus have been on our grind this year. We have done a podcast every single Wednesday in the month of in the year of 2020. We have put up a podcast every single, and it has been a blast, actually. Yeah. And to kind of reward the people who have been rocking with us this entire time, we wanted to end the year off with a bunch of fun podcasts, and we consider you all to be some of our fun friends. So we're going to play a very fun game. And there are a couple of rules, but you won't get all the rules.
Get it.
pop it, lock it, drop it. You all won't get all the rules until we actually start playing the game, which is janky, but that's what we are sometimes.
Honestly, I'm gonna make some rules up. So
yeah, Marcus is probably gonna make some rules. So this is the more than likely game where I'll ask who is more than likely to do a certain thing, and between the two couples, you and Farron will answer who was more than likely to do the one thing, and me and Marcus will also answer on our side. So there is going to be a penalty, but I ain't gonna tell you what it is just yet. I mean, it's not really a penalty. It's actually going to be enjoyable.
You said that. Just started going.
You just want me to start going?
Yeah.
Okay, but let's go. Let's go. Who is more likely to become a sex addict? Oh, look. That Tahir gave over.
I didn't think we was going. So we're going at the same time. I wonder why you pointing all strong at me.
Yeah, well, because it's the truth. it's the truth. If I feel like if Marcus could quit his job just to have sex,
who wouldn't? Who wouldn't?
There's a lot of people who would be
nobody.
There's a lot of people who would be like, I'm tired.
Do it till it hurt. Take some aspirin.
Do it till it hurt. Put some lube on and keep doing it.
Yeah. Let me take a nap. Don't stop. I'll wake up eventually.
Right. Hey, wake me up. What you mean I'm asleep?
And was I breathing?
Oh my gosh. Tears like, yep. He didn't even have to say nothing. He's just shaking his head. I know I was right. Okay. Who is more likely to get it on with a vampire, werewolf, or mystical creature?
In my defense, they be making mythical creatures sexy as hell, especially the women. Them women creatures be dope. I'm talking
especially vampires, always so sexualized, and they be bullying. Like, you know what, you want me.
Yeah, you got 500 years worth of experience? Like, put that on me.
Exactly.
That's a lot of years of prerequisites right there. That's a lot.
But apparently ain't nothing going to kill him.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a lot of time to perfect
that. You got the cure to everything.
He said there's a lot of time to get to be perfected at your methods.
Yeah.
I don't want
to. You walk in the room like, oh.
We both would do that one. She would do it just, you know, to do it. And I would do it for the story to tell on stage.
That's it. That's the only reason why. The only reason why I wouldn't do it is because, I would be into the werewolf type, and I'd feel like he would kill me at climax. Like, he'd be like, ah! And I'd be like, well, god dang. I should have just kept with a regular dude. It'd
be worth dying for.
No, it's not. Ain't no.
Like the best get off you ain't ever had.
You got to time it right to do it right when the full moon is about to be over. So it's 8 minutes left of this full moon. Go. Get it in. Stroke.
Turn around. Stroke.
Three ways that you could avoid getting killed and still get it in. Like,
thought of three ways.
You gotta have that silver bullet on you.
Have it to his head. You better not.
Tie him to a tree and back it up on him.
You hear this?
She did say it out loud. I don't want you to have these scenarios already in your head as if I gave you these questions.
They are hot like a pistol. Do you hear me? Locked and loaded, clip fully inserted, cock like a pistol.
I never understood what was sexy about mermaids, though, because ain't no too much you can do. That's just blasphemy.
That does seem kind of weird.
Took away all the best parts.
Fish face and human leg.
that's awful. Actually, they can probably make a sexy looking fish, though. You know, it's like,
ain't no fish sexy.
Hold on, let me think. Let's think about it. Even Shrek.
It was a couple sexy ones on SpongeBob. Just walk around black blue.
No,
they do be on there some. They be all curvy.
No, they still be looking like.
But like even Fiona from Shrek, she was supposed to be ugly, but she was still low key cute. She looked like kind of like Gina from Martin a little bit.
With that big face, yeah.
You just say she looked like Tisha King.
A little bit.
It doesn't matter.
The good parts.
It doesn't matter if you do little bit or the good parts. It's still an insult.
All right.
What does she feel like she looked like Fiona too? And then you just insulted her by saying Fiona was ugly.
I doubt it.
Because Fiona was
I doubt.
She should have been ugly, but she wasn't ugly.
Fiona looked like she would date Drew Carey. Like if you found out Drew Carey was married to Fiona, you'd be like, I can see that.
Why both got Carey, though?
Drew Carey lost a lot of weight. Old Drew Carey, not new Drew Carey.
He lost a lot of weight. Drew Carey a lot. He just all of a sudden entered the conversation. Yeah.
Like, how he get put in here? How do you get
whose line is it anyway, Drew Carey? Him and Fiona? Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay. Who is most likely to make a sexist comment?
Okay.
Tahir, do you disagree with Farron?
Absolutely, I disagree. I try to be pro everything of women. I try to always not say anything that could be damaging to my character or my career. And and those are my true thoughts and feelings toward the situation.
And you had to throw that "and" because you disagree, you got to take a drink, both of you.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Listen, both of you got to take a drink. And before you explain how he's lying, Farron, we want to talk about our next sponsor real quick. Another company that we are huge fans of, and that is Every Plate. Now, let me tell y'all something. Being a creative and being that I'm always trying to come up with new ideas for content, come up with ideas for this podcast, come up with ideas for new shows, having to come up with ideas for food is just not the business for me. Like, I feel as though I have to think too hard to come up with meals. So Every Plate is the solution for me and the solution for almost every family out there. What's so great is that Every Plate is currently, I want to say, the best value for any type of meal delivery service. You can get meals for $2.99 per meal for 3 weeks, okay? One meal is the same price as a cup of coffee. The recipes come together in about 30 minutes. It's definitely faster than a trip to the grocery store and starting a meal from scratch. They also offer contactless delivery at your doorstep for easy home cooking on a budget. Less time deciding on what to cook means more time spent on enjoying good food with the family. Every Plate's easy to follow recipes and pre-portioned ingredients take the stress out of dinner time. I'm talking about they are so easy to follow. My 10-year-old, my 11-year-old, is he 11?
Yeah,
he's 11. My 11-year-old is able to help me with putting together these meals.
These meals are good, y'all. I'm trying to tell you.
And you never have to buy more ingredients than what you need because Every Plate's recipes come with everything already pre-measured. Every Plate also now offsets 100% of their carbon emissions. And Every Plate is constantly expanding their shipment zones. Check to make sure your zip code is included where they ship at checkout. All right. Now listen, y'all. Sometimes these like little meal delivery services, they be having me skeptical because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to like, I done, I be done cooked this meal and then I'm going to be upset that I done spent this money and don't like this meal and I cooked it. That is not the case with Every Plate. Every meal I've cooked from their service has been the best. Not only that, at regular price, Every Plate is up to 58% cheaper than all the other major meal kits out there. So you guys, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to www.everyplate.com and get 3 weeks of Every Plate meals for only $2.99 per meal by entering the code ARGUE3.
ARGUE3.
Again, go to everyplate.com and get meals for only $2.99 per meal and you enter the promo code ARGUE3.
ARGUE3.
We thank Every Plate for sponsoring us.
Does anybody realize how cheap $2.99 is for a whole meal?
That is.
Because it's my big meals. It ain't no little microwave dish that you throw into the mic. These things are big meals. You can't buy ingredients to cook a meal for $2.99.
That's one piece of produce. And so unless you're doing raw vegan,
that's ain't a pack of wings.
The pack of wings. No, that's more than a pack of wings. Yeah, $2.99. I'm telling you, that's a piece of produce.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay, so I want to hear more about why Tahir is lying, Farron, because he says that he tries very hard to be non-sexist and that he believes that what he believes the things that he says.
No, overall, but the kid will like change her mind or something, or just it doesn't even matter. She just does anything that's just like stereotypically feminine. He's like, of course you did it that way, you're a woman, or of course, like, he's like,
that's not true.
Or, yes, it is. Or you can change your mind, baby. That's you're a woman.
Like, that's not true. That's more one of a jab to her because Farron would change her mind. This is my thing. And Tank, go with me on this one, right?
I'm going with you. I'm already there. I'm waiting on you.
Farron, babe, I'm hungry. Oh, great. I'm hungry too. What do you want to eat? I don't know. Okay. Chinese? Thai? I don't know. Okay. What? McDonald's? Nah, I don't want McDonald's. Pizza? You know I don't want no pizza. Chipotle? Halal guys? I don't know, but I'm hungry. Okay, I asked you what you wanted. I offer suggestions. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get me something to eat. Babe, you're not going to get me nothing to eat? I don't know what you want to eat. I just gave you 35 examples of food that you could get right now. I would have it delivered. You don't even have to go nowhere. What do you want to eat?
This sounds like that. Why? In my field segment.
Why are you talking like that? Because you said you hungry. And I only got 20 minutes to find you something to eat before hungry changes to hangry. And when it turns to hangry, I don't want to be here. And I pay too much money at this place to not want to be at my house.
Ooh, you're so aggressive.
She's like, look at my little werewolf. That you sound like you were having a conversation with Marcus.
Bullshit, girl, you are lying.
What?
Hold on, Angel will name off a bunch of stuff that she know I don't eat.
Which was everything to hear just named. Chinese. I don't like the
how
Chinese.
How long you know me?
I've known
how
you
long
for,
you know me?
I've known you for a long time, and you have eaten Chinese in the past.
In the past, it don't mean I just be there. They get some Chinese. That'd be like, Angel, you want some pork chops?
I don't eat pork chops all at
right
all.
Then.
But you eat Chinese food sometimes.
It's been 8 years.
It's because you want some old new, you know, bougie stuff. I'll be like Chipotle. Ah, I'm off of Chipotle right now.
I ate Chipotle
right
every single day for two
you
years
want,
straight.
You want some Chick-fil-A? I'm off of Chick-fil-A right now. I done had too much Chick-fil-A.
So I'll be like, go. You know what? I give her about three. I'm like, go ahead and order something for you. And then I order me something. But we got to order the same place. We got to
all
the
these
same
fees
place.
For deliveries and service fees.
Now you care about deliveries and service fees.
They don't care about the fees.
I don't care about
the fees. Don't get what you going to get. And just give me what I want. I don't.
97% of the time he wants pizza. I don't eat pizza like that.
Farron says I have an N-word palate. Okay, she says I have. Now here's the thing. That may be true, but here's the counter of that. I always know what I want to eat.
Mm. But you call yourself a foodie and you eat like three things like a toddler. I eat a lot of different food, and so I don't always know what I want because it depends on the taste and what I'm. How my mood is, and do I want spicy? Do I want a red sauce? Do I feel like a peanut sauce? Like, it's just all these things.
And now I get back to what you were saying about the kid. You're acting like me.
So when I say that, like, because here's the thing. So now the kid, first she didn't like chicken. First she got off burgers, right? She don't really like burgers like that. Or she only likes the sourdough jack and like one other burger, right? Then she was like, I really don't do grilled chicken. And then it changed to, I really don't do chicken with the bone in it. She doesn't do chicken with the bone in it now, right? One time,
she's never done chicken.
That baby didn't ate some hot wings before she has.
Because her mother stood there and pulled the meat off the bone for her.
That's what I'm saying. We're giving kids options to what they get to eat when they ain't paying no bills. So, this a girl don't pay no bills in this house. Mm-hmm. But she get it from, I don't want a red sauce. Somebody want a peanut sauce. I don't know how. So many sauces in the world. I'm like, you know what? She get it from my mom.
Right.
So what do I do this? What do I say this? Sexist?
Marcus. You have no idea what sexist is
I
half
do.
The time. So you be saying
I
stuff.
I do. You, I'm in corporate America, okay? I have to watch my tongue.
Marcus, you a lie. Marcus, I've told this story
sexist,
before.
Sexist, no racist, I'll give that to you.
No, no,
all
no.
Day.
Sexist. We having a whole conversation at a conference. And we're talking about intimacy in the bedroom in the conference. And he was like, she don't even got to wear no lingerie. She could just wear a wife beater and some heels. And I
That's
said,
just the name of it.
It is a sexist it's name.
No, you can't say wife beater no more. So I said.
I've been saying that though. Yeah. I have honestly been saying that. I say we need to just call it tank top. Yeah. Because the connotation that it carries is very negative. So I have been.
I changed it up and said a shirt. But before I did that, I said, can we?
He said, but what if, and right down so I know where to edit this out. He said, what if we call it just a bitch beater?
Because that could be the man. You know, the woman can wear the A shirt and beat the dude because he's all pump.
He said, you know, because a bitch can be a man or a woman. I said,
I was just going to say, edit this point out too, Marcus. Niggas be bitches.
They be bitches like hell.
And let me tell you something. Me and Farron used to wrestle. Like, we used to, used to wrestle hard. And at the old place, we've calmed down a lot, but we used to wrestle to the point where I had to tap out a couple times. His friend got big hands. She's choked me out on a couple of occasions. Yeah. I was like, I know you heard me saying a safe word. I shouldn't have to tap your elbow to let you know I can't breathe. You know I got asthma.
You know I get worked up. I get excited.
That's that wide receiver in there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It comes right back.
Listen, she called me coming out the shower one time and tackle me. She's going to bump me with the shoulder. I slipped so hard. Let me tell you something. Never called out Jesus that way in my life. I spoke Jerusalem.
So that was the one time I slipped up.
That's the one time?
I mean, I've said Marcus, wife beater many times, but I've since then removed it from my vocabulary.
How in the world would I be the more sexist of the two?
Because you're a woman, you can't be sexist?
No, huh? But tell
me. Is that
me.
What you're saying? That's sexist right there.
That's a sexist mindset right there. That's a sexist mindset.
I didn't say that at all. I said, explain to me how
I'm not going to call you out like that because I love you and you my wife.
Exactly.
There you go. There you go. We're going to talk about it in the car. We're going to talk about it in the car.
This man has no example.
Yeah.
I'm never going to make you look bad in public in front of other people. But when we get in this car, I'm going
to
tell you
about
it.
Don't you ever talk to me like that ever again.
Okay, so
baby, laugh and show my missing tooth.
Stupid, turn to the side.
Yeah. Okay, who is more likely to send? Oh my goodness!
Hey, out of your book, Marcus. I was like, you ready to wrestle again? Hey, look up in my ear, like you can't talk that well, huh? Shut up.
Okay. Oh, man. Who is more likely to send a dick pic or the other? Who's more than likely to send a nude?
Cross shot.
Who's more than likely?
I've sent more than she has because she never really. We talked about that on the podcast. I was the first person she ever sent any nudes to, like ever. Meanwhile, I'm sending them off. This is it next to a remote control. This is it next to a Lysol can.
Look, the refrigerator.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's definitely Angel.
I think if Marcus knew how to use his phone better, he would possibly participate more.
I know how to use my phone just fine.
Then why don't you ever send
them? Because I don't trust technology like
that. That's what I'm saying. Marcus is really old school. What the phone gonna do with the picture after I send it? Somebody gonna snatch it out the air on its way to you. They gonna grab it on its way to you.
It's something gonna get leaked and I'm gonna be proud and reshare it.
Is that what
you're gonna be like, first of all, why are you sending more pictures after these heifers? Let me find somebody in your DMs. And I'm gonna be like, her name is Eartha.
They're not gonna understand how things get leaked. Listen, I appreciate my old man. Okay, I love you. This man, when I first started, helped him start his Instagram account.
It was hot.
And it said, "We need access to your pictures." He was like, "Uh-uh. Nah. Why I gotta give it access to my pictures?" I said, "What pictures is it gonna post of yours?" I said, "Do you think they're gonna find
pictures of you?"
But no, but it was like, you think they're going to find pictures from online to post for you? They need access to your pictures. He's very like anti.
I don't trust it.
I was trying to show him how he could deposit checks at the
ATM. Online banking?
No, I tried to show him how to deposit checks at the ATM. He said, now how we know they got them? How we know they got them checks? I said, because you print off a receipt that shows the image of, okay.
You know how much stuff I don't return without a receipt? That don't mean nothing.
So I feel like the only way I'm going to get a dick pic from Marcus is if he does it through woodwork and like burns it into some wood.
Get it? Get it? Take his wood with you.
But if it's, listen,
I will still take it to Walgreens. Take it to Walgreens. Let them say, hey, and when you go pick it up, like, impressive.
It's not for me.
would you say to hear what when you pick it up? What?
Impressive, wasn't it?
It was.
You winking at the people behind the counter?
I go pick it up. It's a gray sweat and a tank top. Like, you know what it is, playboy. Let me get them. I gotta send these postcards out for the holiday.
Postcards? That mean they ain't even going in the envelope.
That's the one I hung the mistletoe on.
I'm gonna cut the head off, and the tail is just gonna be shaft. It's gonna look like a light skinned Snicker.
Oh my God, you're so stupid.
I actually had a friend who had put together, I'm not gonna say who my friend was, but I had a friend who
I know the one that it could have been.
You ain't got to add nothing I'm else to my story. I will hurt you.
You ain't gonna do nothing.
So I had a friend who had made a calendar for her significant other and sent it off to Mac to be printed. And I was like, do you understand? That like people will see this. And she was like, I'll be thinking about all that. Why are you just now telling me this? I was like, I thought you were going to print this at your house with your own printer. And these aren't like, you know, I've done like a little calendar for Marcus where it's all been suggested. Wow. And not like
she opened the tunnel.
I'm talking about like all this pop your like this, shake your body, don't stop, don't quit. Like
yo.
So wait. They obviously have no kids, right? Is that's what I'm gaining?
No. Kids are a part of the equation.
Where is he gonna put this calendar?
Keeps saying, put it in your
put it up at work and just flip through the months.
But oh my God, it's like where can he use it? Like, he can't use that anywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
It's more so like, as Marcus calls it, it's more for like the Yank Bank.
Put that in the Yank
Bank. Yeah, so like you just pull out the calendar.
I'm thinking calendar because there's like places who will make like a photo book for you. So why not a photo book? Like, why the calendar?
I mean, it was more so for me, the sending it off to be printed. I was like,
wrong thing.
Yeah.
Who's mine?
Well, listen, that's because we're both so confident in what we bring to the table. We like, yeah, we don't care about people saying it. Listen, the point I'm trying to figure out is
right.
Why a calendar?
Why not a blanket? Why a pillow? Something else.
Listen, that's what we know who we are. We nasty, okay? We cut our honeymoon short to go to a sex convention.
Adult Con in LA. We were like, so it starts 2 days earlier than expected, so we go.
Yeah. We get out. We just on the beach. Let's go get some paddles.
Yeah, we got all year to do this. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh Lord have mercy. I'm gonna ask one more question before we move to our next sponsor. Who is more likely to be the most embarrassing when drunk?
Oh, that's me.
Oh. You a line ahead.
That's you.
That is you.
Y'all got a drink because y'all disagree. We both know who it is over here. Yeah. Because when I drink, I get quiet. I don't slur my. I actually speak better when I'm drunk. I don't mess up my words. I get so. When y'all left that night, when y'all came over, I was super messed up the next day. Super messed up. But you wouldn't have known it. You wouldn't have known it because I don't do all of that. I get real quiet. I choose my sentences carefully. And I shut up.
I want to dance and have sex all at the same time.
Marcus is looking at me, but Marcus has gotten on tables at restaurants.
That was in my early 20s.
No, that wasn't early 20s.
And I've seen him do that sober, too.
Look, that's my thing. So that ain't drunk. Look, that's just what I do. Angel, we told stories on our podcast about Angel throwing up, laying on people's toilets at dudes' apartments, face on the rim of the seat throwing up.
That's not embarrassing.
Cold. That ain't embarrassing. Angel's been in people's houses swinging from the columns, acting like she's stripping. At holiday parties.
That's not embarrassing either.
So nothing embarrasses her, but it's embarrassing.
That's probably we need to go back and define embarrassing.
Exactly.
to the partner. Yes, her.
Yes. You embarrassed me. Hey.
Lie again.
Standing on table.
If I stand on table, she'd be like, "That's right, babe." Angel does stuff. I'm like,
You would.
Only drunk thing he does that embarrasses me is that he gets too quiet and he removes himself. And so I'm just sitting there, because usually we're around couples, and I'm just sitting there, party of one, around like five different people.
There you get drunk like a weed head. Like,
so the phone, I'm like, engage. Like, or should we leave? And he's like, no, I'm good.
I'm chilling.
You are not.
Listen, here's my thing. And Angel, I know you can attest to this. When you are always the entertainment, on camera, on stage, all that. When you're around a group of friends that you really cool with, I can be quiet. I don't have to be the focal point. I don't have to be right. The center of attention, because I'm not fighting for it either. Like, there are other people in our crew that are funny. Go be funny. I don't have to shine right now. I want everybody else to win. So me being quiet isn't necessarily just due to me being intoxicated. It's also just me, like,
Angel cannot attest to that.
Yes, I can.
Because Angel is that. You see that light right there above us? That's Angel right there. I don't care what's going on. The sun could come in this room and she will still sound brighter.
No.
She was like, I'm going to have fun.
I am.
And y'all going to watch me do it.
That's not always
the case. Don't believe me. Just watch.
That's not always the case. I will always have fun. It does not have to do with who's around.
No, that's true. It don't matter. But Angel don't come off of 10.
Yes, I do.
You sleep sometimes. But other than that, she's come out 10.
No, let me tell you how I know that's not the case. To hear, and Kevin and them didn't even know who, they didn't even know. They had no idea until 2020.
That's because you was just like, now you do have composure in professional settings. But as soon as people know you, professional or not, okay. Bump that, I got the contract.
Write that down. What minute mark are we at? It's minute 61, Tank. We at minute 61.
Real quick, I want to bring up our last sponsor, and this is one of our favorites. You already know, if you're watching, you've been seeing us drink them the entire time, and that is Usual Wines. It is wine for the modern drinker. Usual Wine has the format of the individual serving. It's a 6.3 ounces, which is like a heavy pour. What's so great about this is that you no longer have to worry about your wine going stale, not having a crisp rosé, or having a flat brut, because with Usual Wine, you're getting your serving and you're finishing it off, okay? Usual Wine is made in the American viticultural area. No, it's viticultural. I didn't add so many other syllables.
Ask me to read it.
In California. We're talking about Napa, Sonoma, Santa Barbara. And it's made with minimal intervention, zero sugar, and zero additives. It's low carb and has 0 grams of sugar. Usual Wines has a red blend, a rosé, and a sparkling white wine called Brut. We have been drinking the red blend for a while here at this house.
I ordered cases of it.
Cases plural. Of it. more on the no sugar. So the way wine is made with grapes. Usual Wines pulls their grapes in the fall. And what they do is they ferment out all of the sugar, and in comes all of the alcohol. A lot of other wine companies, they stop the fermentation process on purpose so that you have a wine that's like has more sugar in it. Well, Usual Wines is like, no. We want you to have a very crisp, okay, dry wine as possible. That's the reason why their rosé is one of my favorites. Also, with the no additives, is that the U.S. allows over 60 additives to be used in winemaking, and Usual Wines was like, we ain't on that. So they are a truly clean wine. They don't use any of the additives. So this is what I want y'all to do now. I want y'all to go and check out their website at www.usualwines.com and use our promo code ARGUE for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us. Again, go check out their website at www.usualwines.com and use our discount code ARGUE for $8 off your first order. and try your first glass on us.
Y'all give it a shot, y'all.
Give it a shot, because we over here feeling real good.
Yeah, you like, if you like red, you're going to love this.
If you like wine, you're going to love all of it.
Yes.
I can tell you that right now. And I'm not a red wine drinker, but I will drink the crap out of their red wine. Mm. Oh, my God. So, we're going to have one more question for the Moors.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
Oh, shucky ducky question.
I ain't mad at that jacket at all.
The jacket is fire.
It's a reversible joint. It's all African print. Got a couple of them. She has a couple of them too, you know. We just out here trying to support Black businesses and see them prosper. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm going
to
need that link because I get them.
Those are fire. Gotcha.
So who's this
fire.
Person?
Oh. Who is that? Well, you got?
You see it. We out here. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. What's up?
Okay. So we said the drunk one. Okay. Hold on. Let's see.
Hold on.
Do a couple more.
You want us to do a couple more?
Yeah, everybody having fun.
Look at you.
Unless y'all got stuff to do.
Listen, we got some stuff.
The only thing I got planned is a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we do got stuff to do. Sorry.
Okay. Who is more than likely... Now, this is obviously outside of our own current relationships. Who's more than likely to score with their best friend's mom or dad?
I got some friends, got some fine-ass mamas. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, you say score with the best friend's mom or dad or the spouse's mom or dad?
Best friends. So this is like outside of if you all were not married, you all were in life. Who would actually be more than likely the one that would end up with one of their friends' parents? That would be like
either of us.
That could be, yeah. We both had
both of us dated older people.
Yeah, we had an affinity.
And so it was not above us.
Yeah, we like stability. We like people that got food in their refrigerator. So we both was like,
which is kind of what he provided for me when I was pregnant. Yeah. And that's we here today.
That is.
Yes. You're not even old enough for me to actually think you interesting, but you got food. Thanks.
Yep. I would call her when I was about to go to the grocery store, like, what you want to eat? So she always, because I gave her a key to my apartment when we first started dating, so she could go over there and eat and make sure the baby had food on the stomach.
Oh, yep. Look at you. Look at you taking care of
it. I never did like the games. I was like, I need somebody older.
Marcus love him an older lady. Mm-hmm. He love it. Mm-hmm. And all of my girlfriends, their mothers are smitten with Marcus because Marcus lays it on like molasses when they come in town. To the point, he got my mother pissed off, low key. She was like, "You do all this cheesing up in everybody else's mama's face, making them Marcus." She said, "You don't ever say nothing to me." He was like, "Because you're my mom."
Now, do you want to know why?
He's like, there's
a change of attitude you got. You want to know why I do
that? He's like, you're my mama. They ain't.
Her mama come out here and she come visit her and mama be walking around with no bra on. I'll be like, hey, you better put the things up.
Don't.
You better put the things up now.
When they be in? What time?
She just be walking around with a t-shirt and them things just having a fit underneath that shirt.
A fit.
Like kids in the cereal aisle. They just all over the place. Just all over the place. Hey, you better put the things up.
They in there doing the Harlem Shake.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. She be sitting down and see side bull by knee. I be like, gonna put the big old things up now, Miss Val.
He be sitting with my mama so hard and she just be so giddy about it. I'm like, would you relax?
That's what he does to all of my friends.
It's more so to annoy my friends though. Like I give him a hug and I be looking at the friend like
over the mama shoulder. And they just love it. He'll be like, they'll be talking to their mama on the phone. He'll be like, who you talk to? They were like, my mama. He'd be like, tell my girlfriend I said, hey, ask her if she got that picture I sent her.
Yeah.
He does that with me about my mama. Mm-hmm. He says that they used to date, and I know
me and my mama used to go steady. We used to go skating at the rink.
Go steady.
Go to couples night at
court. Girl used to court.
He's like, I was almost your stepdad. Like, I need you to stop.
When I called her mama for permission for her hand in marriage, she was like, oh, this is what you're gonna do? You're just gonna go through my whole little family.
Okay. This is a two-part question. Here we go. This is the last one.
Hold on. Where did this food go?
Oh no. What happened? We've lost one of our guests. We've lost Tahir. It wasn't an actual.
I think because you said this is the last one, he must have a grand finale.
Oh well, I don't want to mess it up for him. I definitely don't want to push it too far. If oh,
and the hat change.
I mean, the blessing of the more to the story being on here has just been, it's been astronomical. I know our audience
The more mob is out here like, yeah, this is what we came here for.
they know the typical amount of shenanigans that I'm accustomed and good. This is what I do.
This is what you do. Okay, so this is a two-part question. Who is most likely to visit a strip club, or who is most likely to actually become a stripper?
I will visit. She will be the stripper.
I think you're both.
Both yeah, her.
I'm both. I would.
So tell us, Farron, a little bit more about your affinity for strip clubs.
Well, so I've just always been very appreciative of the female form because I do like female strippers, women strippers more than men. Uh-huh. So, and I just always like a woman's body, and we just got so many things to look at and all that stuff. And so it's like, oh, and then I was, and still pretend to be a dancer. So I just have an appreciation for that as well. Mm-hmm. So it's like the good stuff, the actual doing tricks and actual performance type stuff.
Yes.
Over the just being there having big titties. So
yeah. No, I
come upstairs, Fran fresh out of the shower. She's standing in front of the mirror, waist beads just a shaking.
Dancing
a little hard out.
I've danced into a sweat and I need another shower.
Here's the thing. I caught her dancing like that while a podcast was on. Wasn't even no music. She listened to Murder and Crime or Murder and Wine. Cheeks just a
She twerking to somebody having a conversation.
Yeah. That's all you need.
Well,
confidence.
The music. Like, the music never stops. So it's always like, don't question why I'm dancing because I hear music.
Yes. Are you about to die over there?
A little bit. We talked about this. I told you not to die.
What y'all talking about?
So, city I'm from, they used to have these things called the, what's it called?
Male reviews.
No, it was reviews. It was both.
Oh, well, okay. So they would have traveling strippers is what you would want to call it, because it wasn't like we had dope strip clubs. So these like stripper groups would come, and it would be female strippers and male strippers.
They'd be on two different floors.
They would rent out a hotel.
They rent out the hotel. So all my boys was laughing at me because I was going upstairs to where the males were stripping. But I'm like, y'all gonna be down here watching three females strip with 500 dudes. I'm gonna go up there where it's only maybe two or three other dudes around 500 women. And then when I went up there, I realized women be spending money. Because the dudes will let the ballers sit up there and throw out money. All the women is crowding the stage, and the ones that can't get to the stage, I'm like, hey girl, what's going on with you? You know, I'm just back here getting my back on. Then I see my little cousins in there and broke my heart, and I cussed everybody out and made them get out. But I would definitely be a male stripper and make it, bring home that cake.
Now, I too appreciate the artistry of the female stripper. Like all the stuff.
Women's bodies
like,
is dope.
At one point in time, I did think about installing a pole when I was trying to get into like pole aerobics, like learning how to get that
up. You still can. We got plenty of space.
I might. I'm not even. I can put the pole in. When I was really like.
What a good time.
Yeah. Like when for my birthdays, like for milestone birthdays, we've done pole dancing class, twerking class. Like I do love all of that, And a part of me is like, that would be dope to be able to have an audience that mesmerized by you. But I would rather own a male strip club than to be a female stripper. I'd rather, because I too have been to one. I think male strippers have more fun than female strippers. Male strippers are having fun. Female strippers are working. I feel like there's a huge, these male strippers is having a blast. They just,
I know some of my boys. It ain't a lot that you could do as a guy. We ain't bringing a lot to the party except maybe abs and penis, right?
No. I mean,
y'all got to offer the cheeks, the breasts, the look, the hair, the heels, all of the guys just be coming out dressed like a plumber or a cop. Just like, yeah, abs. Woo!
One of my boys.
Ha-ha! Penis. And that's it. I'm going to throw this around for a little bit. I'm going to shuffle it in your face a little bit. Oh, okay. Put this on your shoulder like that, baby. You like that, baby?
All right,
guys, it's my time. I'm here more. Y'all be safe.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, now, one of my boys used to strip, and he said he would literally just walk up through the strip club and just take a chick's face and just bang it against his crotch, and they would lose their mind. I'm like, that's all it takes.
Yes, they have. I went to a strip club, a male strip club in Las Vegas, and when I tell you, I laughed, and
Oh, she told me about this. I couldn't stop laughing.
It's, I think, OG, like the... Olympic Gardens. So it's the situation where female strippers are on the lower level and the male strippers are on the upper level. The energy of the lower level felt very like dark and just like kind of sleazy. The men, the way they were looking at the women, it was just like...
They'd be a little creepy.
Right, exactly. They'd be looking big-eyed and just like... And I was just like...
Just gazing, just like...
And then the women low-key seemed... the women on stage seemed just a little depressed. I go upstairs to where the male strip club, if y'all can see to here.
Here over here. Got the creepiest look on his face, throwing money.
I went up. He is so stupid. If y'all can see to here. When I went upstairs to the male level where the males were dancing, it was like a party. You would have thought there was a bouncy house upstairs. The way
a bouncy house?
Yes. Not like there was a bouncy house.
Everybody screaming, yelling, laughing.
And the things that these men would do for a dollar. I was like, how much is it? Because I want to surprise one of my homegirls with a lap dance. And they were just like, whatever. And so I gave him the dollar. And I'm sitting there, she don't even know that I've like already given him some money. She's sitting at the stage clapping, and all of a sudden her whole entire body disappears because they have yanked her up, and he is just using her like a jackhammer. Her glasses have fallen off.
Oh, that's a good time.
She is cracking up. It was just so hysterical. It wasn't like sleaze time. It was very much so like these men were in the circus. And they were entertained. So
that's not enjoyable for me to watch or be a part of. I like straight up had, I've only ever been once, and I had a man come pick me up and like hold me over his head like I was a Wimbledon trophy or something. Like, I'm just like, why? What is the purpose? And the host, the MC like saw my face and was like, put her down. I'm like, I'm not. I don't like this. I'm leaving. Bye.
If I was a male stripper, I would set up the joke, but I would put all the punchlines on my shaft.
So. There you go.
Two guys walk into a bar. Who wants to know the ending? They're like, woo! And I would just bring it over to the face. He's so crazy!
He's crazy.
Well, I've never heard this one before. I totally don't be doing this.
I'll be doing this. My kids gonna know. No.
But never move ahead. Stop.
All right.
You crazy.
And still putting out money. Still sliding money to the stage. Still sliding money. So, yeah. No, I get it, though. If it's not your cup of tea, I can get why you like, no, just give me some dancers on the stage. Don't be over here trying to use me like I'm a volleyball and toss me which way and there forth. Well, have you enjoyed yourself, Marcus?
Of course I have.
I've enjoyed myself. I hope you all have. Have you enjoyed yourself, the Moore family?
We had a blast. We had a blast. First of all, thank you for inviting us, because we went to the page. We was like, yo, they really don't be putting people on the podcast like that. So we felt honored that you got the invite.
Absolutely.
Yes. No, Marcus, this is minute 79. You have to cut this part out too. We both did a line of coke, and we was like, let's get this shit motherfucking going in this bitch. We about to fuck shit up all up in this motherfucker. I'm a cuss for a whole motherfucking minute in this bitch. Marcus, cut all this punk ass shit out, nigga.
Oh my God. Well, all right.
Hey, you know what's funny? Is when we doing a vlog and I want Angel to cuss up now and she don't, that's exactly what I do.
He'll be like, Angel, cut that out. Don't put that in there. I'll be like, nah, I'm going in.
I'll be like, oh, you think so?
Been holding that in the whole show. I had to let it out.
I'm glad you were able to let it out and that you felt so free to do that. Here on Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Please let everybody know the plethora of things that they can catch you and Farron on, please.
Well, I'll talk about what I got going on. Instagram, just follow Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube. I got a ton of shows for you guys to watch. Most importantly, Wording Is Hard and Zooming with the Homies every night, Monday through Thursday, from 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to 9 p.m. And as well as Damn Minute That You Scared, as damn like the actual damn, so you don't have to block that one out. That's every Thursday. We got a new episode of that. And I'll let Farron finish up about what else we got.
And we have a podcast together called More to the Story, which you can also find on his page, on his YouTube channel.
Yep, it's on YouTube. It's on the tubes of you.
The tubes of the you.
Both tubes of you every
new
Tuesday.
Episodes every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday on the tubes of you.
You can find both of them on Instagram at To Hear More, T-A-H-I-R, More, M-O-O-R-E, and Farron More, F-A-R-R-E-N. M-O-O-R-E. And like they said, they have their podcast, More to the Story, which is available on all podcast platforms, as well as on YouTube, on To Hear More's YouTube channel. We also are having the benefit and the pleasure to be a part of an app that just launched.
Yes.
It will be fully launched on December the 25th, and there will be a series on there that you will not want to miss that me and To Hear are both a part of. So make sure you all go ahead and subscribe to Kev On Stage Studios, the app. It is on all platforms, and you can get it for the low, low of $5.99 a month, or you can go ahead and subscribe and get it for the entire year, which is what me and Marcus both did on our separate phones, because I don't want him over in my stuff, and I don't need to be in his stuff.
Algorithm.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And so make sure you check that out. Marcus, what you want to tell them about, baby?
Y'all can find me, of course, Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book. Also, you can check out my beard and body butter, Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. You can go to manshit.com and check that out. Get your beard, get your skin, get all of that stuff. Lavish. Get it good. It's 100% natural. Make sure y'all check that out. Also, with Angel's, what's it called?
With my
subscription box, I couldn't get it out. You are getting the up and coming Queen Shit in that. All right.
Which is a body butter. We have a couple of boxes left. I just switched out the sizes. So if anybody has tried to buy a box, but they saw their sizes were out of stock, I just added small, medium, and larges to it because those sold out so quick. So I added some more of those sizes. So if you want to go check out the website, because once this month is gone, once the winter box is gone, it's not coming back. There'll be a completely different content in the spring box. Also, I thought you want to tell them about Sipping Something.
Sipping Something, y'all. This is a series I just started called Sipping Something. Every week I will be I will be reviewing every week a different spirit of my choice, something that I enjoy drinking. So make sure y'all check that out.
Sipping Something on Instagram, as well as Marcus's Facebook. Marcus ain't on the book. You about to post it on there today.
All right.
And yes, go to shopmamalikes.com to be able to purchase my subscription box with Black moms in mind. You guys, thank you so much for rocking it with us all of 2020. We still got, what, three more? How many more episodes we got? We got at least three more episodes to this year before we close it out. Next week, we'll have we'll have JT and Nene from Pillow Talk on as our guests. So you guys, thank y'all so much. And until next time, y'all be blessed. Bye!